Good evening, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to Four Beers, No Fears, episode 67. This is your host, Tommy.
This is your other host, Avery, and I think you mean episode 67 minutes in heaven. I never played that game. No one ever would take me into heaven.
Okay, for this week's rinse, we have the Sonic branded hard seltzer. We have the citrus variety pack. It's gluten-free, as long as you enjoy responsibly. If you don't, it's full of gluten.
Get that gluten out. I don't care if it's free.
For flavors, this week we're starting with the original limeade.
Yep.
And then the other flavors are classic lemonade,
yep,
lemon berry, cherry, limeade. These puppies have 5% alcohol, 100 calories.
1 gram.
1 gram of sugar.
Which is honestly a lot less than I...
One carb. There's not a lot in them. I've never... Have you read this?
No.
I've either, but this is a cool-looking package. Looks a little retro.
That's kind of Sonic.
Retro.
Sonic's appeal is definitely the old people who want to relive being in the drive-thru.
Retro. Ooh, retro.
We'll see how these go.
Retro.
How many more times are you going to say that?
Retro. Crack. Sniff.
Enhance.
It smells very limey.
Enhance your sniff. Yeah.
It's very tart.
It smells very tart.
It's very limey. It doesn't taste, other than like the seltzer, it doesn't taste far off. It's not the best thing
ever. It doesn't taste good.
It tastes like lime.
Wow. Like not a good lime.
Okay, Avery, there's 1 gram of sugar.
They could have used to put a couple more grams of sugar.
Dude, here's 1 gram
of sugar. This is the least sugary thing I think Sonic has probably ever made. I think... Because they do like ice cream and all that.
I don't know. I like it.
I don't. I really don't.
It's tart, refreshing.
It's not refreshing. It's tart. Yeah, there. But tart cannot be refreshing.
Have another sip. What do you think of it now?
Yeah, I still don't
okay,
like
take
it.
A third sip.
Enhance.
Enhance that sip. What do you think of the third sip? It seems like it's growing on you.
No, it's growing. I'm growing to hate this.
I think you're growing to like it.
No, I strongly dislike it.
I'm going to work tomorrow.
It's like it sits on my tongue. And the tartness just sits on my tongue and I do not enjoy it. And I don't think there's not really much of a bubbly aspect to it. So it's just kind of a tart, not well mixed.
You better shut up. This is made in New Berlin. I'm surprised by that.
What?
And La Crosse.
What?
Yeah, it's made in Oklahoma City. And Memphis, and Irwindale, and Latrobe, and La Crosse, and New Berlin, Wisconsin. 53151.
Where the fuck are you seeing that?
So nutrition. There's the ingredients. Carbonated water, alcohol, natural flavors, sugar, citric acid, sodium citrate, and then it says Sonic and Double Delta logo used under license.
Product for Coop Ale Works, LLC, Oklahoma City, Memphis.
Keep reading.
Irwindale,
keep reading.
Wisconsin, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Right?
Come on. So I bet you like it more now because it's a local product.
This is I think we can do better. I think we have done better.
Okay, but I'm wondering. I like it.
Okay, I just like it. Okay.
I just like it. Okay.
I just like it.
I think it's growing on you.
No, it's not.
Stop doing your happy dance.
This isn't a happy dance. This is my I like it dance.
Okay. Tell me about your weekend.
Well, Tommy, I think we can kind of tell them together.
Oh my god, me and Avery,
you and I had
we hung out pretty much all weekend.
Yeah,
it was all I got.
It was
a lot of fun actually.
We did a lot of things in a short amount of time. We drank.
No, we started Friday. Friday morning, I walked into the office, kicked the door in.
Weekends don't start at work. What do you
mean? No, my work weekend starts Friday morning when I get to see all your smiling faces.
That's not working. You're on the clock, buddy.
I don't know. My numbers speak for themselves.
You're on the clock.
Well, if you look at my card, it says...
Don't flash me your wallet to pull out how much money you've got.
Manager.
Yeah, I don't need to see that.
It's a position I made up.
Yeah, it's a completely made-up title.
I'm the only one in the whole company that has it. I'm basically...
not surprised.
CEO. I actually am not. There's two people in Reagan, Illinois that did the same thing before me. That's where I got the idea.
So you're just a poser.
Dude.
You're just a
Stop. Take it back.
Poser.
Take it back.
Call him Mike.
All right. Well, anyways, Mike Posner. My weekend starts Friday morning because I'm so having so much fun at work. Go, tell me about your weekend.
Don't work. Mine starts like everyone else when I'm off work on Friday. I took a little drive down the highway and I ended up over here at the place
at
where
the
we
Tommy
stood.
House.
At Timbo's house. Timbo. That's his new name. After deciding that now is a great time to go to the bar, we went to the bar.
Oh my God, we went to the bar.
We went to Nickel. And then had some drinks there. Tommy was in his zone. I was also zone. There.
You come on.
I was there.
I was not in my zone more.
You were in your zone.
I think the second I walk in, because when I walk in, there were people I knew.
You walk in, you're in your zone.
Yeah.
You're like the opposite of what Kanye says in that song about.
I will not get into my zone,
gentlemen. You are in your zone.
Yeah.
You're definitely in your zone.
And then my parents came and some of their friends and some of my Nickel friends.
Yeah. You guys should have a group chat called the Nickelbacks.
We have a group chat. There's 12 of us.
They're called the
Nickelbacks. We can't name it because one of the people has an Android.
That's lame.
It is lame.
You should just automatically call the Nickelbacks.
Yeah, well, you don't have to tell me who.
Yeah. And you can be like, look at this drink. Look Every at this time photograph. I look, it makes me think that I should have another drink.
I like
and
that.
And then you slam three of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and then
that was fun though.
That was fun. We came home back to Timbo's house.
Toilet was still broken.
The toilet was So I just peed in the yard like a
dog.
I got that dog in me. We ended up finishing a bottle of cookie dough whiskey,
which we probably didn't need to do.
There was a vodka.
Yeah, it was whiskey.
It was whiskey. Okay. Yeah, so we did that. Watched
some funny YouTube videos.
Yeah. Woke up hungover.
I wasn't just you.
I'm
an alpha male.
Yeah, okay, buddy. So, and then, Tommy, you just want to take it from there?
Yes. So, I've talked about the fridge fuck on here before.
Yep.
It's where you go to a bar and with the team.
Have sex.
And no way. No, not with the fridge or
no,
people.
Don't do that.
So, say there's 45 drinks in a fridge, and you go with a team with three people.
45 different brands.
Yeah, 45 different items.
Yes. And not in total.
Damn it, Avery, you said you're handing over to me.
Well, this is a thing that people that I've spoken with got confused on.
Okay, quiet. So if you go to the bar with three people, you look in the glass fridge, you see 45 different items. Yeah. Different items.
Have to be visible from the bar.
So you and your team collectively has to drink one of everything. So each of us would have to have 15 drinks. Okay, so this fridge fuck team, me, the normal two fridge fuckers, Chris and Haley,
yeah.
And then we were joined with Avery.
Yes, that's me.
He had a good time. I'm hoping he's been back for more. And then we had Binks.
Yep.
And then Gopher.
Yep.
They were real people.
Yeah, they're real.
And between the six of us, we had about 90.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then we had two other people come in.
There. Yeah. But we were pretty. I need to see the list to see how many we each had. It was a lot.
Yeah.
I my memory from the when we got in the Uber and then had to come back and then go to the other bar. It was I don't remember that much.
Yeah.
That was my only fuzzy time of the day. I remember being and seeing that guy singing, me singing along. But
oh, that guy. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, you asked him if they do karaoke. He's like, no.
No, I asked him twice.
And he's like, no.
No, no. He was like, no.
No.
But yeah, so we did the fridge fuck at the backyard in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Decent
not,
bar.
Not much of a backyard.
Yeah, it was more of some concrete and a metal tent.
Like
but yeah, it's not the best bar, but decent bar though. I liked it. They had a good selection.
The art was pretty cool and the shirt's pretty cool.
Yes, I agree with that.
Cool merch.
We did that. It took us about 6 hours. Yeah. We started like 12:30.
Ended at 6:30.
Yep. And then from there we hopped into cabs and went down to Nashville North.
Yep.
And there was live music and there was drinks.
That was actually probably the best time I've had in Nashville.
Yeah, because you can actually move around.
So I can actually
it
walk
wasn't
around.
Dumb packed. It wasn't that late though either, so that was a big part of it.
Definitely why.
Yeah.
Because it was starting to leave.
Yep. So we did that, and then as I'm leaving, everyone's like, let's go to Joe Katz. I'm like, okay. And then as soon as everyone walked into Joe Katz, this is where we're gonna differentiate again.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna end my night and then you'll go to yours. Yep. As soon as everyone walked into Joe Katz, I'm like, I'm leaving. And I ran across the street. I got a Jimmy John Subs, the Italian nightclub, and I walked back. It was about half mile walk.
Yeah,
it was not very far.
No.
Eating my sandwich, very good, very good. Get in there, throw the garbage away, go to bed. Wake up at 7.
Too late.
Okay, I'm gonna let Avery finish it. Avery kept going a little further.
Yeah.
I think that's why he was a little more hungover.
So I met up with some friends who made their way out there who were not part of the fucking upset fridge. We got to catch up with them. We went to Hosed on Brady for more casual talking and more casual drinks.
Never been there, want to go there?
It's good.
I have been there, who knows?
It's casual. She likes it.
Is there casual?
It's casual, she likes it.
Is there country music there?
It's a fireman bar.
Oh, so it's just...
It's just divey, yeah. I mean, it's just a dive. That's kind of the best way to put it. They do have one of the strongest deals on Brady, which is like a shot of... It's a shot of, I think, J-Mo and either Old Style or a Hams for like $2.
That is a good deal.
It's a good, just get two drinks. If you can swallow down Hams or swallow down Jameson, you'll like that deal.
But the Jameson is the better of the deal because that's $4 shot.
Yeah, but you get the shot and a drink for
$2. You said a Hams and a what?
Old Style? Milwaukee. Like,
Hams,
it's
I don't mind Hams. I don't like Old Style.
I had Hams during the fridge fuck, and that was... It started off fine and then got progressively harder to drink. So.
Yeah, so with that kind of idea, when it's ice cold, you got to pound it down.
Yeah. So I decided to do neither of those and just do a Sprite Crown Apple, which...
So I was drinking at Nashville North.
Goes down just great. And then we walked back to their place, ordered some Papa John's, had the Papa John's. And by the time, we were still catching up and joking around. And by the time it was like 2 a.m., I'm like, I should probably get heading back. Got an early morning. The Uber was going to be like $50 back to my house.
Yo.
So I'm like, no.
I'm sleeping here.
I crashed on the couch. Woke up at 6:45. Got in the Uber.
We were on the same level. We both woke up then.
Got in the Uber.
Civic.
Yeah. It ended up being a like supersonic Civic.
Civic. It's
a supersonic Civic. So it was like he had all the racing stuff on it, and it was like a super sports package or whatever. Bottom line, it was throwing me all around the back seat, and it doesn't break.
Were you like, I'm going to puke?
I thought about it in my brain. I'm like, my goal was to leave for Green Bay around 8 o'clock to watch the whole game with my parents. Didn't end up leaving until about 11. Just to try to, I had
get some of the game.
Really muster myself back together.
Get in the car.
Watch the Packers play. Packers pulled out the dub.
The dog.
The
dog.
I ate wings with my parents, and then I drove home.
I bet you're tired on that drive home.
I was okay, actually. Like, drive home was good. And then got home. Did I take a walk? I don't remember.
You Snapchatted me.
Did
I? I don't know.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it was that night. So that was kind of the whole day.
Can I do my Sunday now?
Yeah.
So my Sunday was different because I was actually busy.
What do you mean?
I'm about to tell you what I mean.
I drove.
If you shut your damn mouth.
You shut your poor mouth.
Take it back.
No.
Take it back.
No.
Take it back.
No.
Fine. So I woke up at about 7.
Yeah.
I kind of laid on the couch for like a half hour and just played on my phone because I'm like, I'm not quite ready to go yet. But
you can't go back to sleep.
But then just like every else today, I pulled on my skinny jeans and my cowboy boots. And I packed up and I got in my truck and drove back to Pleasant Prairie. And then from there, that's probably about 8 o'clock. Get home. First thing I do, shower.
Yeah,
gotta shower.
Gotta get the stank.
From there, I laid on the couch probably from about 8:30, 8:45 till 11. I'm kind of like, I can't just lay here all day. From there, get up, get my Packers jersey on because I knew they were going to win. I knew it. Mm. But I head to Lowe's, get a new toilet. You haven't checked it out yet, but I'm sure you'll probably take a leak. Okay. Got the toilet, went to Taco Bell, got two. The new crunchy chicken tacos.
I really wanted to break in that toilet.
Because I want to tell my toilet story too. But yeah, I'm very hungover, but I'm getting this toilet because I need to. My toilet's been broke for weeks. I've been pooping on the floor. No, I'm just kidding. But I get the toilet, get the tacos, eat the two tacos, and my body was like, we were not ready for food yet. Yeah, and then I just felt super bloated, but either way. So I get home. get the toilet unloaded, I ate my rolled chicken tacos. I'm like, I don't feel good. My dad's like, hey, we got to go to our buddy's celebration of life. Not a funeral, celebration of life. Went there, bloated, but looking good. Jeans, a collared shirt, looking flame. So do that. I'm like, all right, give me a Miller Lite. Pound a Miller Lite. I'm like, hey, I'm not feeling that bad right now. So do that for a few hours. Go grocery shopping because I was probably going to have dinner with my parents. But then I got back to my house. So like, I'm not doing that. I'm going to the Wooden Nickel and I'm going to watch the nighttime games. Walk in, see my buddy Will and Bridget there. They're like, hey. I'm like, hey. I'm like, you want to go to the casino? And I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
So we all piled in the Durango. Marta was with us. Cool. Drove the 20 minutes in Illinois casino. I made about $20. Will made some money. Everyone else lost. I think everyone won but Marta.
Ah.
Come back to the Nickel. Have a couple White Claws. Just stay for a little while. I had a little bit of Italian sausage when I was there because a bunch of people ordered. And I'm like, give me some of that sausage.
Yeah.
It was really good, actually. By then, I had a couple drinks. So I was kind of hungry.
Yeah.
And then at about 8:15, I had half a White Claw left. I'm like, I'm leaving. Put the half White Claw down, squared up, said, see you, Brian. Went home, laid in bed, super comfortable, went to bed. Beat up, bop, bop, bop. I'm not done yet, Avery. I'm not done yet. Because my story, don't look at your non-existent clock, Patrick.
Your batteries.
Yeah. Because I know at Monday at 9 a.m., the plumber's coming. Mm. Normally, I can flip a toilet, but I had a sneaky suspicion this was not going to be a normal toilet swap. The old toilet was very old. It's known to leak.
That's why they called it the old toilet.
The old toilet. So, plumber gets here. One of my customers. So, we're talking. We're hanging out. He's like, hey, we'll give you a deal. You're a good vendor of ours. I'm like, sweet. He's like, everything, bebop-a-doo. I'm not going to say the price just to keep it.
$7,000.
But so guy's in there working. He pulls the old toilet off. He's like, all right, here, I replace your line. That's on the house. Thanks for being a good vendor. He's like, but when I pulled the old toilet, I noticed the flange was gone. The flange is the part that's in the concrete that holds the toilet in place. There's the wax ring and there's the flange. He's like, it's not there. And then he goes, I think that's why your toilet's been leaking. I'm like, well, that makes sense. He's like, I got to go to the store and get everything to rebuild your flange. So this guy was here from about 9 to almost 2, drilling through the concrete to install a new flange. So he did a lot of work.
He pulled old Dolly Parton on me, the old 9 to 5.
Working 9 to 2.
Yeah.
That's the time of hours.
It's not that many hours.
It's not that many
hours. Pretty cushy job.
Shut up. But yeah, so the toilet's placed. The new toilet's great, except as he left, I went look at the toilet. It's not white.
It's not white.
It's bone.
Sorry.
At first I panicked, but then I'm like, it's actually the same color as the light switches, and the white walls in there are not that white.
Yeah, those are.
And it's got blue water. So that was my weekend.
Did you pay extra for that?
Nope.
I already asked that question.
Mm-mm.
He said yes before.
Avery.
Yeah.
Before we get into this first segment,
yeah.
Is that gone yet? Your original limeade?
I am not.
I loved it.
I'm not enjoying this.
Fill some space as I get another one.
I wonder what flavor. All
right.
Which flavor should we save for last? The cherry limeade?
I mean, if it's going to be the same as the
lime. Shut up. We're going to do. Just so we can form a basis. What's this flavor? We'll do.
Holy Christ.
We'll do classic lemonade next.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's going to be great.
Drink it.
So you know
nope, shut up.
Those guys at the Sonic commercials, how happy they look.
They look so happy. I don't know why.
Those guys are really good actors. Those are the happiest people I've ever seen in a Sonic.
The lemonade might be more tart than the lime.
That's not a good sign for me.
It's not bad, though. I still like it. You're going to have to drink it, and you're going to like it.
Working on it.
What brand of shirt is that? I like it.
I don't know. I got it from my parents.
Did you steal it?
No,
or it was a present.
They went to Goodwill.
Really?
Actually, let me see.
It's kind of a snazzy shirt.
It's Bears colors, so that's.
Ooh, and you have a yellow Carhartt under it?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, we're rocking.
Oh, you took the whole thing off.
Well, yeah, I got to see the tag.
I thought you were just going to spin it on your frontal lobe.
Well, I don't know where the tag is.
Where's the tag?
It's my first time wearing this shirt.
Do it.
It's a dang old fashioned golf shirt.
I've never heard of that
brand. It's just Old Fashioned Golf.
Oh, I like it. It's a really cool shirt, except it is Bears colors.
It smelled like pickles when I first put it on. So I threw some cologne on, so it smells like
my thought you said put more pickles on it.
So maybe this could have been my dad's shirt. I don't know.
The Pickle King himself. Hey, bring him in.
I call him the Pickle Man.
Can you do an impression of your dad?
He sounds like me. So I kind of just do an impression of him every time.
Have you heard about the whole Roman Empire thing recently? It's all the guys.
Did we talk about that last week?
I don't think we did. We might have talked about it after.
We did a little bit, I think.
Okay. Either way, you were brought up in. Well, did someone pull into my driveway? Nope. You were brought up in conversation today. We were all naming what we'd be, and then we started to get a little silly, and I was saying some people be wizards and knights, which really isn't
in the
Roman Empire that much.
Medieval times.
And then somebody said, I think it was Sam. And he goes, and then there's Avery, laying in the shade, doing Julius Caesar impressions. And I laughed.
I'm back.
I laughed really hard.
Why'd you stab me?
Yeah.
That'd be what happens.
And you just would doing impressions.
I would do it before, and then they'd be like, what are you talking about? I'd say, no, you just wait. Dude's going to have some back pain.
These are good.
E2 Britannia.
How many carbs are in here?
One.
One carb? That's hardly any.
Why even have it?
That was funny. Why even have it? All right. We are rolling into our first segment.
Yeah.
I know what Avery's going to say right away.
Yeah.
It's best ways / excuses
to get out of work.
Fair warning, I can already tell you we're going to take a little cut.
It's going to be a little cut, because we do it so smoothly always do.
Avery, start us out.
You know, like a little classic, I just shit my pants.
But at our work, if you poop, you're not allowed to leave.
I asked my boss. Oh, I got to text him later. But I asked my boss.
We poop
our pants. Actually, I didn't. I'm sorry. Brandon did yesterday. Tommy's brother.
That's my brother.
That's his brother. Asked him about it. And I learned that, shitting your pants will not get you out of work at our facility. But I think a lot of the places,
you might have a good shot to go home.
You have a good shot.
Have you guys ever heard of the School of Hard Knocks? We work at the branch of Hard Knocks. You poop your pants, you will sit in those
pants. You just got to deal with it.
You got to work. And if it's cold, you better enjoy that warmth.
You got to, for lack of a better word, figure that shit out.
Yeah. Do you want to do a real one now?
No, that was a real one. Come on. How many jobs are just like, hey, Bob, hey, Tommy, in another podcast, I have just
all right, pants. Here's my next one. Either do, the plumber's coming over. The electrician's coming over. Electrician, I got a snake in my boot.
I just said I.
No, it's people coming to do services on your house that you can't do.
Ah, dang. Right, boss, I'd love to come in and work today, but I got a guy cleaning my gutters. He's been eyeing up my wife all day.
I'll be like, boss, speaking of shit, my toilet doesn't work. Plumber's coming.
Hey, but Richard, I just shit my pants because my toilet doesn't work. Plumber's coming today. I should probably be there to see what's going on.
Here's me at work. Grass cutter's coming over. I gotta get home.
I gotta see how he does it. I've never touched the lawn in my life.
Here's the thing. I am different, though. I like to be at work. So I might have less excuses than you. You kind of like me there sometimes.
Sometimes. What's another one?
You can't ask for this segment and only bring up poop.
Well, I mean, that was a pretty strong start. I think, we got to think some more ridiculous way. Parades in town. Yeah, you know, I did them with the old 50s stuff. But I got to skip where the parade is in town. Everyone loves a parade. Everyone loves a parade.
That is horrible.
That will get you out of work, I guarantee it.
No, it won't. Yeah, if you tell our boss the parade's in town, you're not leaving.
He'll be like, oh, yeah, no, keep working.
Yeah, shut up. Shut the fuck up.
I don't want to go to a parade.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun to me.
Let's go to a parade.
Okay, so here's one way. I've only been sent home from work one time. It wasn't for fighting a coworker. It wasn't for shitting my pants. It wasn't for any good reason. I just get bad allergies. Right? Which I just do. And I kept sneezing at work. And I kept sneezing, and then my boss went, hey, knock it off unless you want to go home. I don't want to get sick.
Oh, I was thinking a different way.
No. I just kept sneezing. I couldn't control because I had really bad allergies. It was spring coming to summer. Everything's blooming.
Yeah.
I sneezed. I was like, damn it. That's it. You're not getting me sick. Go home. And I'm like, okay, do I need to put a sick day? He goes, no, I don't want to monkey with that. And so I left. So I guess a good excuse to get out of work is act sick.
I think another good way to get.
But yeah, don't poop. Don't. Because you're not leaving.
Because then you're pooping your pants. Yeah. That's just, that's first answer. I think if you do something with fake vomit, that'll probably get you out of work.
Vomit.
Like get a paper bag and like you have the fake vomit in there and then you just kind of turn the corner.
Yeah,
and then you're like, I just threw up this bag. No, because
I know at puking in the toilet at our job will not get you go home. But if you puke in front of other people, then you have to go home
in a paper bag specifically. Like, I remember there's no paper bag anywhere. You just pull it out of your backpack.
This is before you worked there. This is before Brandon worked there. Jordan might have been there. Jack was for sure not.
Yep.
It was, we had a way smaller team back then, and me and Richard went to get lunch. And he ate lunch, and he just kept saying, oh, I do not feel good after that. And I'm working in my office. We're all doing our own thing. And Richard, you know, meanders off, and he comes back to the car and goes, oh, my God, I just puked my guts out, sat down, and got back to work.
What a trooper.
So, but
yeah, but he's the boss. That's what he's got to do.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think just, like, there is no instance of a paper bag. And you turn around, you just pull out a paper bag full of, I just puked in this. I think I'll get you sent home. Because where did you get the paper bag from? Pull it out from a wizard?
Paper bag store.
Yeah. $3.99 for a whole bunch.
All right, Avery. Yeah. So I did faking sick so you don't get anyone else sick to get sent home.
Yeah.
What's yours? And parade, don't do anything more stupid than parade.
Oh, parade's pretty.
No, it's not. It's the worst.
I was saying, I think throwing up was one I just threw.
Okay,
up.
No, that falls under being sick.
Well, that's
falls that's under being sick. You are a creative kid. Think of something else.
All right. Well, how about, you know what? I think this is what you need a friend for. You need a partner for. It's called getting in a fight. Now, you and your friend are going to stage yourselves a fight. Get a little mad with each other, but you're both in on it. Beat each other up pretty good. Not enough to really need the hospital, but enough to look like it. And you both get into a fight. And, you know, when they break it up, I'm like, hey, cut it out. You're just like,
me and you thought about this segment so
you get so a little bit ways. You get a little bit of blood. You get like WWE messed up. Where like, yeah, a little bit of blood, but not anything to really hurt the goods, you know. And then you're like, ah, he's got to go to the hospital. He's hyperventilating. And then you're like, I'll drive and we'll make it up on the way. And then you both drive and drop one off at home. And that's how you get out of work. HR, definitely going to be on you the next day, but you got out of work. It's a good idea. It's called the tag team.
The fact that you end with, it's a good idea. Makes me know it's not.
I gotta
not a
make
good
money
idea
on this.
Okay. This one's a little dark, but say, hey, man.
More than beating up your friend?
No, because you planned it. This is bad. You go, hey, man, my dog died. I can't come in today. I'm a mess. Okay, take your time. But then, for the next 6 to 7 years, you gotta hide that dog. You only get one get out of work free card with that dog.
Unless you get a new one.
And then by year 5, these dogs keep fucking dying.
I think you need to stop owning dogs. You haven't shown up to work.
I love them!
You haven't shown up to work for 3 months straight.
These dogs.
I've lost 90 dogs!
Alright, on that, we're gonna take one quick break. Hold tight.
You won't even notice.
Shut up! Hey. Anyways, I was telling you to shut up.
I'm poor.
What did we leave off other than me telling you to shut up?
You
said, I said dog dying.
Yeah, dogs.
Did you have anything else, or should we roll on to the next
one? The next segment. I think we ended that segment, actually.
I don't think we did. I think we were
battling. Sounds like we ended the segment. Now we're going to move on to something else.
How about sports? I'll do it quick. Sponsor read, not just on. Oh, shit, Avery, where did you get that cool whatever hot rod shirt?
I'm not wearing that.
That is a cool whatever hot rod shirt you get on.
Talk about what I'm wearing.
Avery, what is whatever hot rods?
Itches. The shirt you made me wear itches. But in a good way.
Thanks, whatever hot rods, for making this itch in a good way. Anyways,
get
a lot
some moisturizer.
A lot of sports going
happenings
on this week.
Oh, my God.
After Sam Sports Corner, we're going to do the Avery Picks.
Yeah.
two teams.
One goal. That's to suck.
No, that will lose.
That's the goal.
This week.
These teams gotta lose.
For my Survivor draft.
It has to happen.
Because I always have two teams in my mind, but I always tell them if they're right or wrong. Anyways, let's call the sports expert himself.
It's Sam's Sports Corner.
Let's get in the corner. It's Sam's Sports Corner. I have Yom Kippur still pulled up.
Oh, nice.
Yom Kippur.
We're getting closer to that, I think.
Let's get in the corner. It's Sam's Sports Corner. Let's get in the corner. It's Sam's Sports Corner. It's a phone call.
Change that.
I need to.
Change it.
Let's...
I don't want to call on a phone.
I don't want an iPhone. I want a FaceTime.
I want to FaceTime my friends.
Boop. Bop.
This is taking a while to get in the corner.
Let's get in the corner. It's Sam's Sports Corner. It's
Sam
in the corner. Every week we have a different intro to Sam's Sports Corner.
Here comes the camera to you.
Here comes the boom. Here comes the boom!
What if he doesn't answer?
Sorry about that.
Oh thank goodness. Whoa. We were so worried you were going to answer. There's a lot of sports talk this week.
It's so much sports talk. We got to talk to you about it, though. Sam, how you doing?
It's Taco Wednesday at the Goldberg House.
Whoa, Sam, what'd you make?
I feel like that's a melee.
What do you think I made?
Burgers!
Tacos.
It kind of looks like a burger you just broke down and put cheese, shredded cheese on it.
You know what, Sam? Maybe instead of eating tacos, we should just talk.
About sports.
I like that one.
Go take a lap.
Crap.
Damn.
No.
I can't do that.
What do you want to know about sports, guys?
Well, let's start with football.
Yeah.
Football. Pretty eventful week for the Green Bay Packers. The largest fourth quarter comeback in franchise history now belongs to Jordan Love,
the owner of the Chicago Bears.
The new owner of the Chicago Bears. Correct. Here's a fun stat. Jordan Love has as many fourth quarter comebacks against teams with winning records as Aaron Rodgers.
Really?
Whoa.
Yep. I did not know that stat.
Yep. Now you know.
Now he's more clutch.
One.
Very epic.
Yep.
So, very cool. Big day in Milwaukee as well.
Well, let's talk about the Brewers before the big news.
Big guns.
Because the Brewers had a good week, too.
In Milwaukee.
Yep.
The Brewers have clinched the NL Central.
Boom.
Thanks to a error in the outfield by the Chicago Cubs.
Chicago.
Those guys stink.
Blowing the game and giving us the lead. The only thing that scares me right now, Brewers have lost three straight. Not good for the vibe. I think they're playing tonight. They're playing right now.
Yes,
they're losing in the top of the sixth to the Cardinals. Nothing.
Dang.
Nah, that's doable to come back from.
You can do it.
It's doable, but...
Will they do it?
I'm tired of losing.
Yeah.
We put up 16 runs... about 5 days ago, and since then we
got all of our runs out in one game.
Rowdy Tellez with the strikeout too.
Yep,
very cool.
So we'll see the Brewers draw up in the wild card round here in the coming weeks. They got the Cardinals and the Cubs to finish off the season. They'll finish up on October 1st,
and then they play the Cubs again to start it all off, start this roller coaster all over again.
You bet.
Wow.
So in Milwaukee, if you live under a rock, tell me how the worms are. But anyways,
that's funny.
Damian Lillard was finally traded by the Portland Trailblazers to Milwaukee.
It's Dame time.
Oh. It is Dame time in Milwaukee. It was a three-team trade between us, the Phoenix Suns, and the Portland Trailblazers. We traded away Drew Holiday.
One of my favorites.
Yep.
And Grayson Allen.
My second favorite. I'm wearing his jersey today in remembrance.
We traded both of them away for Damian Lillard. And the Suns got Grayson Allen in the exchange, and the Blazers got Drew Holiday. But it's not expected that Drew Holiday will stay in Phoenix. or in Portland, Portland will be looking for options to trade Jrue Holiday for some draft picks.
So, I will get an Allen Suns jersey.
A what?
An Allen Suns jersey.
Grayson Allen Suns jersey.
Please don't.
Why? Wouldn't that be cool?
No.
Your dreams, bestie.
Oh, he called me his bestie.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
So, there's big day. This further solidifies that the Bucks are aiming to win a championship this year. They're going all in. As Giannis parasocially threatens the Milwaukee Bucks organization about leaving, the Bucks react, jump in, and get a all-star caliber player.
Ooh, Sam, who's better?
We'll have on the team.
Well, they did that. They did that in 21 as well. When he was kind of getting antsy with that again, and that's when they got Holiday. So
yep.
Now they replace
and Bobby.
Holiday. Bobby wanted in. He talked to Giannis straight away. I listened to his trade story, but we're not talking about Bobby right now.
Okay, Sam and Avery, because I have the least sports know-how here. Who is better, Giannis or Lillard?
Well, it's apples to oranges, my friend, my blonde friend.
Of course.
Damian Lillard is a point guard. Damian Lillard has some of the best scoring and three-point shooting percentages in the league since he came in. His catchphrase, Dame Time, but...
What I'm asking you is the same thing. What's better, an apple or an orange, in your opinion? In your opinion.
Well,
that's the same thing, Avery.
Statistically,
in your opinion,
I think Giannis is better.
Okay,
I agree.
That's what I thought. You agree? Okay, I thought you both were going to say that, but I thought maybe we'd have a hot take to talk about.
Oh no!
But now go on, Sam. I do care what you have to say.
So, like I was saying, Dame is a better point guard, a good ball facilitator, can run the offense, and can shoot the lights out. Giannis, when playing in the pick and roll, people are going to have to defend either. Well, do I double up Giannis here? Or do I double up Dame?
Yeah.
And you're going to pick your poison because you're going to lose one of those battles. And now, we managed to keep Chris Middleton. If the two best defenders on a team are covering Giannis and Damian Lillard, Chris Middleton's wide open to score 15, 20 points a night.
Huh.
50-40-90 season incoming for Chris Middleton. I'm putting it on the books right now.
Whoa.
Avery, write that down.
I don't know, Penn.
So,
sell me this.
I think it's going to be interesting. I'm excited to see it. But most importantly, we have to remember that we have a new head coach that we haven't seen coach yet. This head coach has been given the keys to a Ferrari right now.
Oh, dude, he's been way better than a Ferrari.
We're talking
SCC
Bugatti. A Prius right now.
No, we're talking about, I'd say better than Ferrari.
It is a super sports car is the point of the analogy.
Yeah.
But, yes. I mean, to give confidence in the coach, went under Nick Nurse. Nick Nurse has been highly regarded as a solid coach. First assistant role was with the Bucks, so he is familiar with the organization, and the organization seems very happy with the hire.
We'll see.
Well, we shall see.
I think it'll be fun. I'm excited for Bucks basketball to start in a few weeks.
I am too, this year more than ever, because I don't know, the last 6 weeks I've just been getting into sports.
Good.
I think it's I think the more hair I lose, the more I learn about sports.
The balder you get,
the
more sports you have to watch.
And sports betting. I don't know where the betting comes from.
I think it comes from your gambling addiction.
Oh. Anyways.
Oh. Moving on.
Any who's
sidestepping that. So yeah, no, I was watching a couple of things online on the way over here about the hype around it, and it seems to be that the Bucks now currently sit as the favorites to win the East, whereas a couple of weeks before it was kind of more decided that the Boston Celtics would be that. Sam, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, shit, the Vegas bumped up their odds to win it all.
That's right.
The Bucks now have the best odds to win it all.
But I thought they were also in that spot last season. At this time last year, they were also in that spot.
Because this time last year, they didn't retain anybody. They didn't lose anybody. They brought everybody back. So that's why people were in like, oh, well, the Bucks will just come back because Middleton was hurt. And that did not happen this year.
Sam, put the mic back by your face.
Oh, sorry. I'm eating.
Oh, okay. He's
trying to have his taco.
Well, Avery was 10 minutes late, so that means I would have called you 10 minutes earlier, and then you would have been eating.
Well, you would have been in the middle of cooking it. You would have heard the whole time. God. Probably. I think I'm right. Anyways,
I think, Sam, you're going to have to come down here on one of these Wednesdays and we're going to have to do this. Or maybe we'll record it on a weekend.
Oh, there you go.
Perhaps.
Mayhaps.
Even. You've been on almost every episode.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
Wild.
To run the show.
I can't say that. Only you can say
that. I'm the only one that's been on every episode. Huh.
Wild.
Crazy.
All right. Well, I think, is that all the sports you got for us, Sam?
All the sports we got.
What about the Badgies?
They kicked the crap out of Purdue.
They killed them. I loved
good.
It.
Not too much. I mean,
I heard this
might be a midseason.
Yeah?
Yeah, Ches Malusi going down sucks.
That was not the best thing that could have happened for the Badge. All right, then, Sam, unless you had any other hot takes, we're going to set you free for the night so you can Taco Wednesday.
Thanks, guys.
All right, let's taco about sports next week.
We made this joke like nine times.
Bye. Anyway, Chaz going down.
He definitely had some. Those were the whitest white people tacos I have seen in a while.
Dude.
White people tacos.
I don't know if he listened to this, but that was basically a crumpled cheeseburger. Instead of a slice of cheese, it was shredded cheese.
Well, shredded cheese, and instead of a bun, it's just a tortilla.
I think a really funny YouTube thing would be cooking with Sam. I feel like he's fumbling pans. Oh, God, this is sharp cheddar. It's too spicy for me.
We edit it with the boo, woo, woo,
yeah,
as it like falls out of his hands.
That would be funny, actually.
With Sam, he's also in a corner while doing that.
So I thought that was going to go 2 minutes longer, which is fine.
That is what she said.
So, Avery, now since we're still on the sports concept, you can use your phone. What are the two teams that will lose this week?
Let's look at the lineup for this NFL Sunday.
Actually, I always forget we have this crafty new iPad Pro at our disposal.
That's okay, Tommy. I was going to go on my phone anyway.
Well, I'm
going to...
Okay.
So I could ignore you.
This week, tomorrow.
Thursday night, the Detroit Lions take on the Green Bay Packers in Lambeau.
Between me and you, I'm a little worried about that game.
That will be a game that will be not easy for the Pack.
No, it won't be. I don't know if I can really figure out who's going to win the game.
The first London game is happening at 8:30 in the morning as the Atlanta Falcons take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're going
to
be British.
Stop with that voice. I don't like that.
Too bad. It's my announcer voice. I have to do it.
There are a couple tight calls this week.
There's definitely a couple ship bowls, a couple really not great games.
Is it safe to say that the Eagles will beat the Commanders?
I want to say yeah too, but it's still tough because
the Dolphins and the Bills. That's
where are they at? If they're in Buffalo, Buffalo has tended to beat them in the past. But when Buffalo's in Miami
at Buffalo,
yeah, that will be an interesting game for sure. Miami usually doesn't do well up in Buffalo, but they typically play in the winter, and that's why. Buffalo usually plays down in there.
Broncos, Bears.
That is an actual toss-up. Those are the two most totally dog shit teams in the league.
I think the Chargers will probably beat the Raiders. Chargers aren't horrible.
They're both kind of – well, the Chargers are better, but the you don't know about that. Cardinals, 49ers.
I believe the Chiefs will beat the Jets.
The Chiefs will curb stomp the Jets.
So is that our first call, the Jets losing?
The Jets will
I want to do this every – okay. So, number one, the Jets.
The
New York Jets. Minus Aaron Rodgers. Will
not be good. There's a lot of team turmoil, and now they're going into the Jets are playing at home, but the Chiefs just came off a game where they absolutely dogpiled on the Jets.
Vikings-Panthers? That's probably a toss-up.
That one's a toss-up because they're both not good.
Okay, Ravens-Browns.
Ravens-Browns. This is a defensive showdown. However, the Ravens are injured. Their whole roster looks like a Pro Bowl lineup. They are very injured. I would still say that could really go either way.
Yeah, I agree.
And especially since they're playing in Cleveland, it doesn't look great for the Ravens, but I wouldn't put a lot of stock in it because I think they have better talent on the offensive side of the ball. I just don't know these teams very well. There aren't a lot that stand out. Buccaneers, Saints, with Derek Carr being out, you could maybe lean to the Buccaneers. However, they just got ran over by the Eagles. So, I mean, you just go back to maybe the Eagles or something there.
Just going back this way, Bengals and Titans.
Bengals, Titans. So the Bengals are an
Bengals
interesting
Bengals and Tennessee.
They just kind of had this interesting little
They're
game.
Both kind of playing the same this year, though. Titans had a good game, too.
Yes and no. Well, yeah. So, I mean, the Bengals are playing with a hobbled quarterback with his calf not working out. And the Titans are just kind of meh. But I think that both those teams don't really have – there's not a strong resume for me to really feel confident in picking something here. Kind of just trying to look at the slate. Again, you're trying to find the team that can curb stomp. 49ers and Cardinals is a little tricky because Cardinals are a lot better than we thought they were originally.
Yeah.
Okay,
I believe –
And the Cowboys –
I think the 49ers will be top four this year, though.
Oh, 49ers are going to be one of the best. They may represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. There's no question. They're a stacked team. But we'll see how the season develops. I mean, the Packers won their Super Bowl as a sixth seed. So you never know. But, yeah, the 49ers are always just well run.
I think the San Fran is going to beat the Cardinals.
And they're at San Fran? Yeah.
Yeah. Is that our second call, or do you want to look at the other games again?
I think that's probably the one I would have the most confidence in. I was going to try to move off that to be interesting. Because last week I picked the San Francisco 49ers to beat up on the Dangle Dang. Who was it? Who they played?
You want to see who the Dangle Dang played last week?
They played the Dangle Dang
Rams.
Rams, yeah. I thought so.
I thought they were going to beat them by more, too. But
oh well.
All right, so do you want to pick a wild card? I mean, you have a Steelers pick down here. Steelers, Texans. I'd probably.
Texans have just proven. They just pulled out a tough win against a team that's supposed to be good. Pittsburgh Steelers are always a tough team to gauge. They always have a winning record, but it's more in spite of what they do rather than their actual team.
Seahawks, Giants,
that's pretty even. I would honestly, I might go.
This is a week of toss-ups for sure.
I would call the Cowboys, Patriots. I think Cowboys will put it together. After having an embarrassing loss at home, they're back. They're staying at home. And they take on the New England Patriots, who do not have a dynamic offense.
You want your Pats as the wild card loser?
I think Pats is going to be a wild card loser.
I like that. I like that right there. Okay, well.
Waiting. That's going to be one of America's games of the week. Because, of course, it is. Of course, it is.
So, I originally did have Cardinals.
All right.
I only had one picked beforehand.
That was the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm. The Jets were in the running, and I think it was also. I should pull this puppy back up.
Pull it up.
Let's see.
Were you thinking the Eagles coming Bears?
I thought the Raiders. I think Chargers are going to beat the Raiders.
The Chargers, I can never put faith in because they have such a history of choking away games. They should win.
They do, but
especially in conference,
the Raiders are not killing this year.
Well, they're hanging on. They're not great, but they're okay.
I hope Devontae Adams is happy.
He's got a Taco Bell in his house.
Have a Taco Bell.
I'd be pretty happy if I just had a Taco Bell in my house.
I kind of felt like when I move this little thing around on here, I feel like kind of a sports announcer making the circles.
It's kind of like Devontae's got like a mall Taco Bell in his house. You know what I mean? Like a mall.
Not the full shirt. Just
like an airport.
It's more like an airport than even a mall. Yeah, it's, like, even, it's just a window.
It's just two guys hanging out.
Just
back a there.
Guy and a other guy. One's a front guy, one's a taco guy.
And somehow one's making more money than the other.
Isn't that America, though?
Because Devontae makes the tips. Or like gives the guy, just that guy tips. He's like, hey, man, thanks.
All right, Avery.
Yeah.
I heard this today in a podcast. Won't name the podcast. Don't want to give them credit for it.
Yeah, we're going to steal their idea.
We're going to talk about it. Because I've been thinking about it all day and I can't come to a conclusion. Would you rather be sticky all day or itchy all day?
How long does this last? Just one day?
Okay, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. I'm not going to ruin your sleep.
But like one day?
Yeah.
Okay.
12 hours.
Okay. Yeah, I'd rather be itchy.
Really?
I have been itchy.
Talk to me.
I have been itchy all day. You get past it. Now, sticky, I feel like you just feel sticky.
Your whole body's sticky. Then you're not Spider-Man sticky. Okay. It's like you just poured a rum and coke on your arm. You know that?
I would be in the shower all day if I felt that way.
It doesn't help, though.
No, it wouldn't. That's why.
It's like you put your arm on the bar and you can't slide it.
You move your hands around, just...
Oh, and when your fingers get kind of... Ugh.
No, I don't want to do that. I have been itchy all day because I've had sunburn.
Yeah.
I've had sunburn.
Yep.
I have had irrational itching where it goes like, you know, you grit your teeth and you're like, this is horrible.
Yeah, because that's what we're about. It's all you can think about.
I mean, the itch. You can move past it. I got some melatonin to move past it.
I'm good doing. I'm great.
It's a rocket ship.
Avery was telling me this weekend how he likes to say things with his teeth gritted.
It's fun.
I thought that was funny.
That
was freaking nice.
Like you're trying to communicate something to somebody. You're very angry, but you don't want to come across as that.
Nice.
Shut up. You kind of just yell, but you let your mouth kind of just mute it. Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I do that.
You don't really.
So you're picking itchy.
I'd pick itchy.
So overall, I thought about this a lot today. I think I would too. Because there's no good part about being sticky.
No. There's no good part about being
But itchy. When you scratch an itch.
It kind of helps.
It kind of feels.
It doesn't help, but it kind of feels good. Yeah.
It's like cotton swab. Like, you shouldn't put that in your
Don't
ear.
Don't put that in your ear.
I do.
I do every morning.
Me too.
I have so much ear sex with that thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I got a. What'd you say? What'd you say?
I'm not repeating that.
Okay.
You gotta catch it with your ears.
I don't.
Ears that I have sex with.
You said it. That's what I thought you said. I didn't like it, though. Anyway, I think I'll pick itchy, too.
Wow. Hot takes here only on the four beers.
Itchy over sticky.
Like I said, if I was sticky, dude, I would want to, like, be constantly changing clothes or just be in the shower all day just trying to, like, scrub it out.
Yeah, the biggest thing is, like, on your hands, especially, like, imagine you typing on a keyboard.
Or, like, just, like, is your clothes, like, kind
of... Oh, it's sticking to you. Yeah. It's sticking to you. It's
gross.
Not crusty, but sticky.
Yeah, just like you're covered in honey.
I'd say if you poured a Coke on your whole body, full sugar Coke, ran around, and now
you Mexican just... Coke with the real cane sugar in it.
Don't start with me. How dare you?
The real sugar. For real, for real.
For real, for real. All right.
Burrito.
Well, you know, we got a couple minutes, Avery, before we get into my segment.
Yeah.
Do you want to, do you want to try out some generic conversation? I don't know.
How about that? How about the weather?
Okay. Yeah. Me and Avery are in a cyclical work environment where the weather
sucks.
Controls our business.
It sucks right now.
In Wisconsin, we have four seasons, which the seasons to me are, there's a lot of rain. It's very hot.
It's monsoon.
It's a little colder, but there's rain, but sometimes it's really hot. And then it's freaking cold.
It's like, it really is like playing the I'm not on your lawn game.
I'm not in your room.
You do that. You're like just bounce between the threshold of someone's room and the hallway.
Today's Wednesday.
And that's how it is between like spring and winter.
Yes.
Wisconsin.
Normally Wisconsin has pretty great falls. We're in a really weird week though. If we can't figure out if it's spring, summer, or fall.
Well, the earth can't figure that out. We know.
Oh, no, because even if you look around, I think us being by the lake does help change a little bit.
Going up north, it's fall.
It's fall up north. It is. It is fall up north.
Yeah.
That's only 4 or 5 hours away. We could get in a car and be there before midnight.
I meant like 2 hours away, it's fall.
Okay, that's why I just said we get in a car.
Green Bay, it's fall.
Whoa.
There are trees. Some are still green, a lot are yellow, some are red. So... And that's how colors work.
Anyways, but I'm saying where we are today, it was
rain.
Now, when I woke up, when my first bell hit, it was about 5:10. It was 62.
It was
raining.
Monsoon.
And it was fine. I thought it was early spring. But for an hour today, it got up to about 74 and the sun was out. I was out west a little bit. And then by the time I got back home, it was like 68, 70 degrees, and it was pouring rain.
It's a goddamn monsoon.
And I'm like, what are we doing?
As I was driving.
But this weekend, have you looked at the forecast?
It's supposed to be nice.
It's supposed to be in the mid-80s.
What the fuck?
I can't figure it out.
I can't. It's like a Rubik's
cube. I said, I do not know.
It's like a Rubik's cube. How do you solve that?
Well,
how do you do it?
Are you doing a bit right now?
I'm stuck in his voice, and it's fur.
Don't put your paints at work. I don't know. Normally in the fall, I like to take my car out and drive when the leaves are changing on the twisty, turny roads.
But you can't do that when it's raining.
No, I'll slide off and I'll die. I'll
fucking die.
I don't know. Here, I'm looking at my little forecast bubble on our in-studio supercomputer. Tomorrow, high of 68. Okay? Why are you doing that?
I gotta figure out.
Cloudy.
Go up there and I saw a Rubik's Cube. I want to know.
Okay. So, yeah. So, Thursday, high of 68, cloudy. From Friday to next Friday, the lowest temperature is 74, and the sun will not go away. That's gonna...
What's gonna affect the crops, man?
Well,
the cycles.
Well, the corn is pretty much getting
corn's
there.
Dead. Corn's dead.
So we still have soybeans, though. Humidity's at 91%. You think that's probably part of the rain.
Now we're in Florida.
We're watching... I'm looking at a lot of weather statistics right now.
Dang, man.
The UV index, which... What do you think the UV index is right now?
It's probably like zero.
Yep, because the sun's down.
Yeah.
That was a good test.
I figured that out.
Stop doing that voice.
It's fun.
next Tuesday will still be 80.
Dang, dude. The weather's crazy. That's what we've learned.
Me and you got to get out of work on Tuesday. Let's go. Our dogs both got to die.
Let's fight the
you don't have a dog.
To fix that up.
I'll kill you.
You're not supposed to do that. Tommy just finished his third drink.
Avery, what do you think about the lemon berry?
It's okay.
It tastes like a raspberry white claw.
It's okay.
I don't think you like this pack all this much.
Not really.
Where are you at? I'm going to let yours sit in the fridge because that's pretty full.
I don't. Yeah.
Well, anyways, it's time for us to take a quick break.
I'm feeling like a strong 3 out of 10 on this pack, so.
I like it. We'll be right back. Shut up!
Yeah, so he's like a scientist.
I thought I told you to shut up.
Dude, you told me to keep talking.
Anyways, moving on to the Sonic Cartel Zero Cherry Limeade, which I feel like this whole pack was for this one because that's like I think either ocean water.
Well, that's like their.
So they had the ocean water and the cherry limeade. I think they're two most favorite flavors, and they have two flavor packs.
I don't think I said shut up. Something that's flavored after the ocean.
Okay, salty. So they had two packs. They had a tropical pack, and on the front, similar to this one, it said ocean water. This one said citrus, cherry limeade. I'll be the first to try it. Avery's palate just tastes like whatever it is he eats.
It's not good. It's not good. This lemon berry.
That's redeeming.
I'm not enjoying lemon berry.
The lemon berry just tastes like a raspberry white claw, but less sweet.
No, it tastes worse than that.
No, that's why I said less sweet.
You will drink
it and you will like it.
Like
you will drink it.
I'm going to stick by it. It's a solid 3 out of 10.
Guess who just emailed me from Walgreens?
I hear prescriptions ready.
Hey.
I saw that. Was good.
Anyways, that was funny.
I cannot quit this voice. It's too much.
What's your favorite day of the week?
My favorite day of the week? I don't know. Shit.
That's a good question, actually.
I guess Saturday? Saturday's a good day.
Really?
It's kind of the basic bitch of days, but it's pretty good. I like Saturday.
I think mine is Thursday.
Mine used to be Thursday.
Oh, in college?
Yeah.
AYCD?
Yeah.
No, I think mine's Thursday now.
Really?
Yeah, because... Well, first of all, I am somebody that loves to work.
Yeah.
I do. Thursdays, I'm normally out in the field, so that means I'm normally talking to my buddies.
Your buddies.
And my buddies.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm on job sites, I'm at offices, doing like customer lunches. I'm just hanging out. And then I know on a Thursday, I'll probably get home at 4 or 4:30. I'll probably sit at my laptop probably to about 5:30 just because I don't want to miss nothing. And then I change. And then I maybe have one beer at home. And then I always go to the Nickel because there's always something at the Nickel on Thursdays. That's when my Nickel family gets together. And I know, hey, you know, if I feel a little tired on Friday, it's okay. I'm still going to be there bright and early. And I'm just going to be with my work family, which is, I'd say my work family is probably tied for my second favorite family. I'd say Nickel family, work family, tied. Sometimes I like my work family more, actually. And then my family, that is my first family. But I will typically see my work family, my family family, my Nickel family, within Thursday and Friday. And Thursday night is like the gateway to the weekend. You know?
No.
Yeah.
Friday night is the gateway to the weekend.
No. Because Thursday when you go to bed, you're like, oh, weekend starts tomorrow. Friday night.
No. Thursday nights, oh, I work on Friday. Shit. And then Friday afternoon, you're like, oh, the weekend starts.
No, because for me.
But that's you. I'm talking about me.
I'm talking about me again. For me, every phone call. Hey, Ty, how you doing? It's Friday. I'm like, yeah, it is.
I hate that over the phone. I really do.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Friday. Yeah, I know it is. I'm ready to get out of here.
I love it. Well, if they say it to me, I laugh. If I say it to them, they laugh.
Yeah.
I have cultivated a kind of a scallywag group of people.
Yeah.
But,
But it's like the same thing for me as saying, hey, it's Monday. It's like, it's just like, I don't know. I don't like saying that personally.
You know what Sam's? You know what Sam's favorite day of the week is?
Is it Taco Wednesday?
I'm writing it down. Taco Wednesday.
Dude, you missed a day.
You what? I was like,
maybe you didn't want to get sued by Taco Bell. But that boss is over. Yeah.
They didn't even do. You know, I've.
Or no, it was Taco John's. It was Taco John's.
So up here at Johnny's, you've been there a time or two.
Taco Johnny's.
No, don't call it Taco Johnny's. That would be a good name for their Tuesday.
Yeah.
You can go there on a Tuesday. You get 3 for $5 tacos. And they're good.
But you go on a Tuesday at a Brothers, you get a $2 burger.
I heard the deal's good, but the burger's.
It's $2.
So is the McDouble. And that's
It is better than a McDouble.
Yeah, I don't live in Milwaukee. Live in Milwaukee either.
No. But I had that last night.
I was gonna meet you guys out there.
Oh, really?
Did you guys have some drinkies?
Yeah, at Duke's, we had a quick drink, and then I went and practiced tennis.
Oh, dude. I saw that you did tennis.
Yeah.
Tipsy tennis.
Oh, no, I was just one drink. I was okay.
Oh. No, my brother told me, he's like, yeah, maybe we'll get hammered. I'm like, I might go, but that sounds like no one got hammered.
I can't get hammered on Tuesday.
I hope not. Who would do that?
I'm already a little slow tomorrow morning.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, maybe if you got here an hour earlier and... Yeah, an extra hour of sleep.
Yeah. I told that bartender to make that motherfucker stronger.
Tell that bartender and the motherfucker stronger.
I told that bartender.
I told her.
Told that bartender to make the motherfucker stronger.
Maybe I thought we were done with generic conversation.
I want to go all night longer is what I would want to say. But I'm too polite. I'm like, excuse me.
You know what I really worry about? People, that song is being played less and less. Who sings that song?
I have no
clue. Sammy Adams.
Okay.
I got to double check.
That is not what I thought it started with a D somewhere. Maybe that's the Adams, but.
No. Don't. Hold on. I got to make sure I like this song here. How do I like a song?
You put a heart on it.
How do you put a heart on it?
You click the heart and you're like, wow.
There's no heart on here.
That's not the right one. You go there, hey, keep scrolling. Wait, where's
it's not there?
Well, I don't think you do it in this version. You gotta do it in the playlist.
Did I double click?
Nope. It's not Instagram.
Okay, but I thought there was a way you like a song on Spotify.
Is it on a playlist or something?
And to like songs.
There you go.
Okay. So, all right, I'm gonna just type in Sammy Adams and watch the first song that comes up.
Yeah, there it is. I didn't pay attention to it. I didn't really play that song that much. It was on my summer 2021 playlist, but it didn't top it.
And it's funny, though, that what comes up after All Night Longer is I Love College.
Is that also Sammy? No,
it's not. No, Asher Roth. And I bet if I would have asked you who sang that song, you'd be like, I don't know.
That's
I love drink. Oh, sorry, every time you're at a wedding, college, and
not,
that
or that song, I'm not crazy about.
Really? No. Okay, so that plays at a lot of weddings. Just at like later, and when it gets the I love drinking, I just keep saying that over and over until someone's like, oh, I know.
It's like what I do with I do it with Rockstar when it's the girls come easy and the girls come easy and the girls come easy.
I thought you were gonna say the girls come cheap. The girls come cheap.
The girls come easy and the girls come easy and yeah.
Avery.
Or like I do with Katy Perry's Last Friday Night.
Okay, what line do you do in that song?
There's a stranger in my bed. Yes, you're doing that.
There's a stranger in my bed. Say it again. There's a stranger in my bed. Nice. There's a stranger in my bed. That's I wonder if Sammy Adams has come out with music.
I wonder if if he has a beer. Boston Lager or something.
Honestly, I feel like All Night Longer should have more than 93 million views.
That's not bad.
Okay, but did you know that Last Night by Morgan Wallen is coming up on 1 billion?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay, but how many bars have played All Night Longer?
Not many.
Did you know he... Oh, so his last album that came out was 2012. The album was... Oh, that was just the single All Night Longer.
He fell off.
He did.
Yeah.
And he still almost has 1 million monthly listeners.
He fell off.
That's fine, actually.
That's decent.
Do you think he's touring recently?
No.
Hmm. You're right.
If he was touring, I think it'd be at frat houses, I'm pretty sure.
That'd be cool, actually.
Well.
The bartender to make the motherfucker stronger.
They wouldn't let you in, though. You gotta be the frat. You gotta be the frat to get in, dude. You gotta pay me money. You know what's great about my group of friends? I gotta pay $200 a month to be friends with them.
Okay, how about we get on to our final segment of the evening? Yeah, it's
final topic.
You're 23.
What?
Years old?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm 26.
Yeah.
I know. I'm old.
I know. I made it happen somehow.
So, Avery.
Yeah, it's my
name. Either way, 10 years ago, we were both in high school.
Yeah. No, I wasn't. I was in seventh grade. 13.
I feel like that's high school age.
No, you're like...
I thought a freshman is 14 years old.
14 years old, yeah, but I wasn't...
Oh, 14. Did you just skip eighth grade?
No, I was... No. All right. No.
Fine. I'm changing the segment, just so we can relate.
I was in seventh
or eighth grade. Shut the fuck up. Anyways, things that are cool to us now that were not cool when you were in high school.
10 years ago.
Okay, that's fine. I look at you as the same age as me most of the time. So, anyways,
I was in middle school, man. I was chilling.
Yeah, because you were 2 grades behind.
Yeah, I was
30. You're like I was 29. I was in middle school.
Yeah, 10 years ago, at 29. Yeah, I was.
I'm gonna start it because I already said this one. Because I remember being in freaking high school. My parents were sitting out on the deck having a drink, and I thought they were so cool. You know, at that point, they're in their early 40s. That thought they were so cool. Not in my early 40s, but patios and decks. I now think, those are awesome. Just relaxing outside, having a coffee, having a drink. I now think patios are cool. Mm-hmm. In high school, I was like, lame.
Yeah.
I was like, that's not a pool party.
Yeah.
That's not a football for a high school football game. No.
I don't even know what you just said.
Okay, go on, Avery. My next one's probably going to surprise you.
I'll extend yours.
Do not extend mine.
I'll extend yours because...
Ah, you always extend mine. That's
kind of
what you said.
Well, it's kind of an extension. But
damn it.
I think just in sitting around while on vacation.
I'm still not into that.
I'm into that.
Unless it's sitting at a bar.
Okay. Well, you do that. That's not a vacation for you. That's every day.
No, it's not.
Day of your life.
No, it's not. I never go to the bars Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, unless Wednesday you want to go to the bar and you never do anymore, which is probably for the best.
Probably for the best, because again, I'm already hungover at work.
I don't get how you're hungover at work after 4 drinks.
It's not really that. I think it's just up late and then waking up at a weird time and then like,
oh. Okay, well, you're the one that chooses to get here late. Just saying.
I didn't choose to get here late.
Okay, listen.
The fucking freeway was flooded. Now.
Dude, you can leave work at 4:35.
I cannot.
With a pair of clothes.
It doesn't look good. if I leave early.
I said 4:30 or 5.
You said 4:35.
No, I said 4. I did not say 4:30. I said you could leave work at 4:30 or 5 with some clothes in your car. Get your change.
I thought we were talking about things that were cool and things.
Yeah, okay. You know, I think it's cool now that I used to hate planning. I like to plan.
Oh, you just did two in a row.
Fine. I wasn't going to pick plan. Go ahead.
But no, just in general, relaxing on vacation. Like when your parents were like just sitting in like a lawn chair or like something, just like.
You do like doing that.
I enjoy that now. Before, I'm like, that's lame. You gotta go swimming. You gotta go play capture the flag. You gotta do whatever.
I do love capture the flag.
Now it's like, I just want to just not worry, think about anything at all. Shut my brain off and just watch the waves. You're interrupting daddy's view of the waves. Just let me do this. And get drunk in a chair. That was pretty cool.
That's a good one. Drunk in a chair. You could have just said drunk in a chair.
Well, that seems like I got a problem. Anyways. Vacation.
All right. This one I thought was kind of started to get cool like 5-6 years ago when I was graduating college. But in high school, I thought it was dumb. In elementary school, I thought it was awesome. It's really gone full circle.
So it's just cyclical.
You want to take a guess?
No.
Nerf guns.
You thought those were lame in high school? I guess you have real guns. There's a real gun over there.
I didn't have real guns in high school.
No, I just said you thought Nerf guns were lame.
In like elementary school, kind of middle school.
That they were awesome.
High school? Fuck. I'm not. Nerf guns are lame.
I want to hit a Glock.
No, not even that. That just was dumb. But now as an adult, I'm like, these things are cool.
Yeah. I just always thought they were fun.
Shooting your buddy in the crotch with a Nerf gun when he's not expecting it? That's funny.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Watching your friend beat up your other friend with a Nerf sword.
Cool.
That's pretty fun.
See, coming back in college, you know, later, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, Nerf guns, that's fine. That what about fun. You? I hope you have something good this time.
You know, actually... I think something I appreciate more is like actually is reading.
Because
I don't.
Okay, good.
Because like, you're a kid. You're like, oh, I don't got time to read. I gotta go play Nerf guns or whatever. But now it's like when I meet people who read or like,
I gotta go play Nerf guns.
I don't got time for this. People like make a habit of reading. More of just the discipline aspect of it, of just taking away all the distractions and just focusing on. Words. That's pretty cool. So yeah, reading's cool.
Okay, my next one is also awesome. Cool cars with 3 rows of seats. Because growing up, like my dad always had like a Cadillac Escalade, and I kind of thought it was cool he had a Cadillac, but I'm like, why don't you get a cool Cadillac, Dad? He's like, no, this is cool. This is big motor, you can pull the boat. We can put all these people in it. I'm like, this is just a giant car.
This sucks.
And I never said that because it was nice. Like, I always thought it was nice. But now that I'm older.
Dad. This thing sucks.
This Cadillac blows.
This Cadillac sucks.
But now, and like, even I do kind of remember like when we go to high school football games like Oak Creek or Racine.
Yeah.
And I would take my dad's Escalade and everyone's like, this is actually kind of nice. I'm like, it is kind of nice. Yeah. But now I had the Escalade.
Yeah.
Now I have a Durango with 3 rows of seats.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is pretty cool. I got a cool car and it can put all these people in it. Like, maybe I should get a limo or a short bus because that sounds really cool.
Just get a limo. Just get an obnoxious. You get the equivalent of Doug Dimmadome's hat as a limo.
Doug Dimmadome. Yeah. No, but okay, but yeah, cool cars with 3rd row seats. I get it now. What's yours? And please, you said 2 dumb ones. Can I get a
good one? What are you two dumb ones? You said the other one was good.
Dude, you said chair and book.
Yeah.
Give me a good one.
Yeah, what's your point? Napping is the one.
Jeez.
What do you mean, jeez? Dog, I never used to nap. Now I'm napping all the time. I'm like, this is awesome.
Why, Avery? Build up on that.
Maybe. Okay. I think as a kid, you have a lot of energy. And now I'm older, I don't got as much energy. And now I just enjoy a quality nap. And I think it's good. I'm like, I need this. It's great. I never napped as a kid. I have so much of a hard time. Why are you giving me so much shit?
Okay. So just so you know, putting this to the eyes of your the things you thought that are cool now that weren't 10 years ago are chair,
no,
book,
no,
and nap.
No, it's relax. Actually, all of those are just relaxation in general. Taking things slower,
no.
Enjoying the slow moments of life.
Chair, book, nap.
You're the one putting a chair, book, nap. I am giving detailed explanations. It's soaking in, slowing down, getting rid of distractions, relaxing, taking care of yourself. You're the one simplifying this. And I think it's bullshit. Because all you said is, oh, shoot, my car's got three rows of seats. Oh my god, this is so awesome.
Okay, well, my next one's also going to be really cool.
What do we got?
Okay. When I was like four, three, don't really remember that.
That's not 10 years.
Follow can I finish? Rules. I was gonna say when I was like 3, 4, I thought this was super cool, but now as an adult, I think it is just about the coolest thing out there, other than cars, construction and construction equipment,
propane and propane.
No, I get so excited about 125-foot boom lift or a 14-yard dump truck, and I'm like. I used to play with these as kids, and now look, I am the king of construction equipment. I walk on these construction sites like, it's Tommy. That's cool. That's cool. Construction. That's my fourth one. I'm going to give you one more chance.
What do you mean one more chance? I'm going to give you good answers. No.
What is your fourth one?
No,
not giving you answers?
That's it. I'm done. I gave you three. I gave you good answers on three.
No. All right. Anyways, guys, I guess Avery thinks it's cool to be a sore loser. I won't do that. I will. I'm just checking my calendar. We will see you guys at the same place at the same nasty channel.
At the same nasty time.
Avery, you got anything to say?
No.
You normally say cheers at the end of every episode.
Oh, well, I finished my drink. I don't have anything to cheers. But as always, oh god, cheers.
Cheers.